had been piled against the door, except for the bed. The bed, she could see, was on the far side of the room. Mr. Jeremy lay on it, fully clothed. Mr. Jeremy? But Agnes Torres knew there would be no answer. Mr. Jeremy wasn't sleeping, not with his charred eyes burned permanently open, the ashy cone of his mouth frozen in a scream, and his blackened tongue swelled to the size of a chorizo sausage, sticking straight up from it like a flagpole. She crossed herself, fumbling out her rosary, unable to move. There was a scorched mark on the floor, right at the foot of the bed, a mark which Agnes recognized. In that moment, she understood exactly what had happened to Mr. Grove. The cloven hoofprint burned into the floor told her everything she needed to know. The devil had finally come for Jeremy Grove. The sergeant paused from stretching the yellow police tape to take in the scene. It was a mess that was about to become a fucking mess. The barricades had been set up too late, and rubberneckers had overrun the beach and dunes, ruining any clues the sand might have held. It was the 16th of October in Southampton, Long Island, and the town's most notorious resident had just been found murdered in bed. He heard Lieutenant Brasky's voice.